Hello, you're listening to Abide and Thrive Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to be a reminder, to be an encouragement, and to uplift you in your walk with God. So join me as we unravel scripture and just learn what it means to abide in Him in our everyday life. So go grab your journal and go grab your pen and let's get into it together. Hi friends, welcome back to Abide and Thrive Podcast. I am Bria, your host, and I am so looking forward to episode 5. This week we're going to be talking about how the Lord showed me true rest in the midst of a busy schedule, in the midst of craziness in the world. And so I'm really excited to share my experience on this topic. So grab your journals, grab your pens, and let's get into this episode together. Alrighty, friends, so I'm just gonna hop right into this episode. I want to tell you about my experience with finding true rest, and at first I didn't know what rest looked like. I didn't know what it meant, but I really believe and I really feel very strongly that the Lord used the pandemic to show me what rest is. And I also want to be sensitive to this topic just because I know that during that time it was really difficult for people, and it was really hard for people to like navigate being alone and being in close proximities with people and their family and sicknesses and illnesses and all of those things. And so I want to be sensitive to that, but I do want to share my experience with the whole pandemic and COVID and all the things. And so during that time, I was working right before the pandemic, right before the lockdown happened. I was working two jobs, and I had just started school back again, and I was a full-time student. I was working at a restaurant part-time, and we're also working at a prom and bridal boutique shop, which was super fun. So I was really busy with all of those things. And on top of that, I was also serving with a nonprofit organization, being with students and teaching students about Jesus. And so it was just such a crazy time, but also a very fun and exciting time for me. But I quickly realized that like all of those things became a lot and overwhelming, and just a lot to balance and juggle and handle, and within 3 months of starting the new year, it was just a lot. And also being a new student again, and the Lord really used the pandemic to slow down my life. I really believe that I was able to find true rest in Him and just become more intimate with the Father and know who He is with such time on my hands. I remember when it first started, when the lockdown first started, I always wanted to go out. I love people. I love being out. And during that time, I was like, Mom, I really want to go. I really want to go to like, let's go get some food. Let's go shopping. Let's do all of this stuff. And she was like, Bree, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And I was like, well, let's go to like a dog park, or let's go to the Battery. And I remember just, I remember wanting to always be out and not really wanting to be home during that time, and always finding a way to like go out. But I'm not really sure where the like change happened, but eventually I like began to stay home more, and I was inside a lot, and it was hard for me at first. I didn't understand, and I didn't really want to be home. I wanted to be out and enjoy the weather, and it was like springtime and all of those things. But I really had to, it allowed, being home and not going out really allowed me to quiet my mind and just to be still, just literally to just be still. And I really used that time to get closer to God. I build more friendships that I had, and it was just such a sweet time. I noticed that I was even more creative. I started painting again. I started practicing ballet again, and we live really close to like a park where there's a lake and lots of water and stuff, so I would spend a lot of time there. And it was just, I would journal and write. And I remember like nights where I would just pray and cry out to God and worship. It would be like 1 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night, and I would just be crying to God, and it was just such a time of intimacy that I've never experienced before with him. But I realized that he had to literally like quiet my world, shut down my world in order for me to see him. He had to really get my attention, and I'm so grateful for that time I had with him. And he really showed me the importance of rest. He showed me the importance of slowing down and being with him. I remember, like, this is not, I'm always on my phone. And so during that time, I remember there'll be days where I would just go without my phone. I would wake up and be like, okay, Lord, what are we gonna do today? Or what's, like, I'm so looking forward to the day, and not having a thing planned, but knowing that, like, it's going to be a beautiful day because I'm going to spend it with God. And I found beauty in the smallest of things, but I really believe that because I was finding rest, he was able to download and he was able to speak to me in ways that I had never heard him before because of quietness, because of stillness. And I believe that is so important. And I'm so thankful for that time. And I know many people are like, oh my gosh, 2020 sucks, I want to erase that year out of my mind, or like, it was such a terrible year. But for me, it was the best year for me. I really grew in my relationship with God. I grew as a person. I grew in my identity. I grew as a friend. I grew as a daughter. I became closer with my parents, but closer with my mom. We were able to spend so much time together. During that time, I remember making TikToks with my mom, and it was just such a fun and such a slow but sweet time. And so I want to share about the importance of rest. And right now, in the culture that we live in, busyness is like great. Being busy, having a booked and busy schedule is like what you want. People love the posters, like their to-do list on Instagram. I have this going on, I have that going on, my schedule's booked and busy and full. And it's just a culture that we live in now. It's like go, go, go. But there's something so, Holy Spirit, help me with this podcast, because I really want I want it to be his words and not my words. And I really believe that this could help someone and encourage someone. And so back to what I was saying, I really believe that there's something so special when we're still and when we're slow. And yes, being productive, being busy is great. But even the Lord, the Bible talks about how God himself created the world, but on the seventh day he rested, and he didn't do it just because like he was tired. He did it to set an example, and to be that example of what rest is like. And so I want to read rest. I want to read this to you guys. It says, rest is defined as peace, ease, or refreshment. And relax means to become loose or less firm, to have a milder manner, to be less stiff. The Bible speaks so highly of rest, and God is very serious about our rest. And back to when I was saying about how God rested on the seventh day of creation, it talks about it in Genesis 2 verses 1 through 3. And he didn't, like I said, he didn't do it because he was worn out or sleepy or tired from all the work he had done, but he did it for our good and to model how to keep the Sabbath holy, to model how to keep rest sacred and near to us. And if it wasn't for that time that I had to just be with God, to be with myself, especially in a season of singleness and just learning how to be still and just, I don't know, I feel like I'm repeating myself now, but I want to stress the importance of that. And my school also talks a lot about rest and how important it is for us to take our Sabbath seriously. And I just kind of want to read a journal entry I did in the midst of COVID, in the midst of the pandemic. And I want to read how, I don't know, I just felt like I was so much more aware of his presence, more aware of his voice, and more in awe and wonder of who he was. And so I just kind of want to read this to you guys, and then we're going to go back into the podcast segment. So I said, this was April 8th in 2020. It says, finding joy in the midst of uncertainty can bring an emotion of, finding joy in the midst of uncertainty, being in stressful and uncertain situations can bring an emotion of sadness, confusion, and loneliness. But God is calling us out of that. It's time for us to get out of our slumber, to take a look around. There's beauty in the promises of God all around us. Little reminders. Turn to Jesus during this time. Turn to his truths. You'll find peace and beauty there. I believe Jesus will turn these chaotic times, and I was talking about like the pandemic and just doubt and people not knowing what was going on, what was going to happen. So that's what I was referring to. How he was going to turn that into something so beautiful, and how he turns ashes into something so beautiful. And so I was just really talking about like not being weary and how to live in a eternity mindset. And I also really focused on Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart rejoices and I praise him with my song. And so I wanted to just share that because I also spent so much time journaling and looking back. That was just one of the things that I wanted to share. But looking back in my journal, I haven't journaled very much, as much as I journaled in 2020 during that time. I really haven't journaled as much since then. I still journal, but not as much as I was doing back then. But looking back at my journal entries, it reminded me of like the importance and how our Father meets us where we are. I remember no one really knowing what that time looked like, and just no one having answers to this virus that was going on, and just families and people all around the world being locked down. And I know that it was hard for others and hard for some people, because imagine just being alone, being confined to one space and being with your thoughts, being with your emotions and being with the feelings that you have, and you really have to deal with those feelings. And many people didn't want to. And I know there was times when I was like, there was moments during the pandemic where it was really hard for me, and I had to, I feel like in those moments when it was hard, that's when God like started to do the most work in my heart and the most work in my life. And I know that it was hard for other people walking in that season of like being alone and being having no community, because we have to be alone with our thoughts, and no one really wants to be alone with their thoughts. And but like I said, I believe God really uses those times when we're alone and when we're silent and when we're still before him to really do a work in our hearts, to show himself to us in new ways and to reveal himself to us in love and comfort and peace and joy. And so, yeah. And so just like how Jesus in the Bible, how he had to go away and be alone with his his father to be alone with God, he had to literally leave the disciples and to go away for some time to be with God. I feel like we ought to do the same. And there's times, okay, guys, so I love people. I love being around people. Certain people recharge me, but I also really, really enjoy being alone. Not to say that I don't like people and like I don't like community. I don't need community, because I'm going to touch on that later, but because I do need community, but I also really enjoy being alone. I enjoy being alone in my corner. I have this space in my room. It's a little corner. I really enjoy being in that corner, and just before the night ends or before I start my day or when I'm feeling really stressed or overwhelmed or throughout the day, I look forward to being still and being in that corner and putting on some soaking worship music or my favorite upper room music and just being with God or getting a journal and writing down things that I'm feeling. And I look forward to being alone. I look forward to being alone with God, or just that time of stillness that I get to have with him. And I feel like Jesus modeled that so beautifully for us, that if he needs to go away from people, his people, and be alone with his father, then what makes you think that we shouldn't do that? What makes you think that like we are not to do the same? Okay, and so back to the community part. Community is so important, and yes, we're called to be in community with one another. We were created to be with people, and I actually want to reference this scripture. It says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." It's coming from Galatians 6:2, and we weren't made to be alone. We were created to be with people, to share our life with other people, to do life with people. And so being alone is beautiful, it's great, and it's needed, but also there's a beautiful sacred thing that happens in community with people. And we were created for community. We were created to be with one another, to support one another, to encourage, to pray, to do life with people, to have fun together, and to do life with people. That's just it, to do life with people. And so, yes, have community, be with people, find your people, but also don't forget that we cannot pour out of an empty cup if we're not taking time to be alone, to Sabbath and to find rest. Then how could we be full enough to be able to pour out into everyone else around us? And so I want you guys to think about that and think about just ways that you could go alone and seek the face of the Father, to spend time with God. During that time of the pandemic, I remember just being so hungry for God, hungry for his will in my life, hungry for just his presence. I remember being just saddened by the world. I know during this time it was like lots of racial things happening, and I just remember like feeling so heavy during that time, and with everything going on, I remember feeling so heavy because there was like the pandemic, COVID, and like also this racial stuff happening. And so I remember feeling really heavy, and I remember just praying for revival revival in my heart and revival in my community. And I was praying very bold prayers during that time, and I remember just being so so in tune with the Holy Spirit. And I believe that was the case because I was quiet, I was alone, I was able to just hear from him and be with him during those times. And it really built intimacy with me and the Lord. And I really believe that he's calling, he wants his children, he wants you to be with him because he's a jealous God and he's madly in love with you. And he just wants so badly to be with you because he cares. And the things that you're carrying, the things that the weight that you're carrying with, maybe you're planning a wedding or maybe you're starting a new job, or maybe there's just a lot on your plate right now with work or school or family. And God is just saying, daughter or my son, I want you to be with me. I want you to, I have the answers for you. My peace, my presence is what you need. And I want to hear from you. I want to be with you. And so I want to encourage you to really find time, make it a priority, out of your day, even if it's 10 minutes before you go to bed or 10 minutes during your lunch break, to be quiet before the Lord. Be quiet and be still and say nothing. Just be there. Be in that space with him. Get a journal. Quiet your phone. Do not disturb, because God needs your time. No one else can have your time because he needs your time. And so, I don't know, I was asking the Lord what to talk about this week, and I was reading some things, and I was like, I can share my experience on this topic, because currently as I'm recording this episode, there's a lot going on in the world, especially in, well, I would just say in the world, there's a lot going on with the Roe versus Wade case and the overturn of that. And there's just lots of people that have a lot to say, and it's been crazy, and I don't know. I feel like I feel the weight that of the world, and I think it's a great time because I believe that the Bible talks about how he knew us before we were even born, how he knit us together in our wombs. And so this whole thing going on in the world, I believe that it is a breakthrough to what the Lord wants to do in our nation. And so with that being said, that was actually a lot to share. But with that being said, I believe that there's a lot of friction that is happening, and lots of emotions and feelings that are being stirred up, and I just sense lots of chaos in the world right now, and lots of just lots of heaviness. And so I believe that finding time alone with the Lord to process your emotions, to process what you're feeling, and just to be alone with him, because the world is not going to offer you comfort, peace, joy, the world is not going to satisfy you, but God will. And so I wanted to remind my friends, I wanted to remind my brothers and sisters to find rest, to find true peace before you go out on social media and post your to-do list, or before you go out on social media and talk about how angry you are and how upset you are, how glad and happy or excited you are about something. Be with God, talk to God about it, and allow him to start planting seeds in your heart. And I also want to talk about this. As Christians, we believe in the fruits of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and we believe that the Holy Spirit works and moves through us, and the Lord blesses us with gifts in order to advance his kingdom. But how can we know who our God is, know who our Father is, if we're not spending time with him, if we're not finding rest and finding our identity in him first? We can't successfully advance the kingdom. I mean, sure, we can in our own will, but we actually can't in our own. We can't successfully advance the kingdom of God in our own will. We have to do it through the Father, and so we have to spend time with him in order to do that. We have to know who he is for ourselves. And I remember my director of my school, was telling us about a story of when he was really sick, and he was just, it was one of the most busiest seasons of his life, and he was becoming sick, and his mom gave him these last words of, like, slow down, like, find, like, you need to slow down. And I believe that the Lord really used the pandemic to slow me down, to show me, and he allowed me to taste the goodness of, like, slowness and being with him and finding rest in him in the series of, like, 4 or 5 months. And so I just want to tell you to slow down and to be with the Father. And so I'm not going to hold you guys any longer because I don't want to keep repeating myself, but I just want to remind you that there is fulfillment, there's joy, that there is life in the midst of rest. And so I would love for you guys to take some time out of your day, take some time out of your week to be with the Lord and to find rest. Before we leave, I want to share with you guys a couple of ways that what rest could look like. It could be just being quiet, finding a journal, writing in a journal, and writing down some things that you're going through, and just being with the Lord. It could look like time of prayer, time of worship. It can look like not working. I know Sabbath should be taken very seriously, not religiously, but seriously, like in honor of God. You should honor God with your rest. And so not working, taking a day off of work to, like, if it's like within your schedule, finding a day in within your schedule to just do nothing and to honor God with your time, with maybe spending time with family or going for a walk in nature, being with nature and reading God's word and being in prayer. And so, or maybe having a meal with a friend, or I don't know, find something that gives your spirit rest, and also make sure that you are honoring God with your time. So spend time with him and be with him. And so those are a few ways that you could find rest in your everyday life, your daily routine. And be sure to look out on the Instagram, because I will also be posting some things on there and ways that you can find rest. And yeah, so guys, that is it for episode 5 of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I would love to hear some ways that you're going to find rest this week. And so be sure to head over to Abide and Thrive podcast on Instagram and share with me some ways that you're gonna find rest this week, and even ways that you the ways that the Lord has spoken to you over that time of being with him, and being, if you want to share, like, how he's spoken to you in that time, or how you felt after spending time with God. And so yeah, that's about it, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. I pray that you have a great day. I pray you have a great night, whatever you're doing right now. I pray that you are encouraged, and I pray that you are having a great day. Okay, guys, I'll see you guys in episode 6. Have a good day. Talk to you guys later. Bye.